We have concluded recently a ladies' Bible study, and we had asked if there would be any of the ladies who would like to share kind of their experience. So we had a couple who wanted to do that today. So I'm going to ask Patton and Carol and Melissa Maynard to come and join us up on the platform, and we're just going to kind of sit around these stools right here, if that's okay, and just kind of talk about this experience. 40-some ladies signed up at the beginning, some of them not even from our own fold, women who are hungry to learn about this amazing story of Esther, which we're kind of unpack here today. And, you know, it's a two-hour deal on Tuesdays, but it's probably 4 or 5 hours during the week, right, to really be able to invest the time to read the story and to gain all the information that's there. I mean, it's an amazing, amazing story, and that's why we're here to kind of talk about that today. Pat, I wanted to ask you. You kind of coordinated this event. You were the facilitator for this Bible study to happen. Explain how was that experience for you?
Well, when I was first approached to do the study, of course, all the typical doubts came to mind. I'll be too tired. I don't have enough time. No one's going to come anyways. So, but, you know, I knew that I needed this study more probably than anybody else in the congregation. And so I agreed with the help of Julie Close and Marianne Cordy to proceed to try to get this study together.
Awesome. So. Great. What was your highlight week? I mean, how many weeks were there? 10?
There was 10 weeks.
Yeah. Was there one that kind of stood out for you?
Yeah, for me it was week 5, although every week was great, phenomenal. Yeah. Week 5 was a week, and I think Melissa's going to share about that too, where Beth Moore challenged us to think about the worst fears you have, the biggest fears in your life, because Esther, there's a quote from the book of Esther that says, "If I perish, I perish." She was going to do what she had to do, even if it was going to, she would die in the process. And with the way Beth Moore encouraged you, it really made you think about your life and what you feared the most. And what you would say to God if that happened.
Yeah. It's one thing to be confronted by fear by thinking about it, but it's another thing to actually be, you know, faced with it in lifetime, right? Some circumstances kind of happened in your week that same week that kind of intensified that whole stuff.
Right. Well, there was a fear that I had listed in my book, and I guess for me, the whole theme of the study was it's tough being a woman. Well, for me that week, it was tough being a parent. And I was going through a trial as a parent, and I had shared that with my group on Tuesday night, and you know, it was really good to be in that group and be encouraged because they were encouraging and they were going through similar like trials. So I went home and I felt better, but I still wondered, does God really understand? Does he really care? And Beth also talks a lot about how God will use everyday circumstances to speak to you. And that Wednesday night, my husband Dave came home and said that he wanted to watch a tribute to Bill Cosby. And so I decided I would watch it with him, and I put my study aside for that night. Well, I didn't realize it, but Bill Cosby did a lot of sketches that were Bible stories. And he was doing one they showed on Adam and Eve. And he started out like this. Adam and Eve were put in the garden by God, and he told them they could have any fruit of the tree of all the trees and plants that they wanted, except for the tree of life. And, of course, Adam and Eve said, "Where is it?" Mm-hmm. And then he goes on to say, okay, so they partook of the tree of life. And God said to them, "Why did you eat of the tree that I told you not to?" And they said, "I don't know." And then Bill Cosby faced the audience and said, "So parents, don't be so hard on yourself when your children don't exactly turn out or do exactly everything you say, because my children didn't obey everything I said either." And it was just so profound for me that he combined what I had been studying in Beth Moore with this simple TV program to show me that God was sitting right next to me. He was in the same boat I was. And so it was just huge. It was a huge week.
Yeah. I never thought Bill Cosby would be a spiritual mentor for anybody. I have the Bill Cosby himself. I think I listened to that tape constantly when I was a teenager. So what was the takeaway for you? Then, you know, there was obviously a lot. The study is quite detailed, but there had to be like a couple of main takeaways that you are walking from this day forward kind of holding on to, right?
Yeah. And the take home for me is that if I hadn't been willing to do that study, if I hadn't been in God's Word every day, I would have missed so much. I would have missed what He had for me each and every week. And also, Beth Moore, I'd studied the book of Esther before, but she brought out the reversal of destiny, of how throughout the Bible there are so many people who have this turnaround. Esther went from a lowly orphan girl to the queen of the Persian Empire. Mordecai, her uncle who raised her, went from sackcloth and ashes at the king's gate to second in command of the entire Persian empire. Haman, who was their nemesis, went from second in command to being hung on the gallows. Then she brought out that David was a lowly shepherd boy. He became king of all Israel. Jesus, born in a manger, hanged on a cross, rose from the dead, and sits at the right hand of God today. Paul, who hated the Christians, persecuted Christians, became the chief writer of the entire New Testament. So it just brought out to all of us, ladies, that whatever trial we're going through in our life, God can reverse it. He can do a full 360 and change what you're going through today. And that was just so huge for all of us.
Wow. That's very powerful. Very powerful. Melissa, you kind of had an experience similar. You can use that one. Where God kind of just grabbed you in a moment and just kind of shook your world. So I just want to kind of give you the platform here to share kind of your experience.
Okay, yeah. Every week we were presented a scenario, and it started with, it's tough being a woman when blank. And again, my week was the same week. I think a lot of people were impacted that week. I know from what we talked about and things that other women said. And that week it was, it's tough being a woman in the tight fist of fear. And Beth Moore asked a question and repeated it several times. Can you imagine living without fear? Can you imagine living without fear? And I realized, and I think most of us realize, that every day we live in the grip of some sort of fear. And if you're anything like me, I've got humongous Rubbermaid totes of fear, and then I have little Tupperware ones of anxiety. And every day I carry around some combination, usually a little of both. Mm-hmm. And during the week, we had to fill in the blank. If blank, then blank. If our worst fear happens, then what? What's the result of that? What would we say? What would we do? And as I was forced to really look at it, not just have those things hanging in it, but really say, these are my fears, I realized that my biggest fears are wrapped up in the health and safety of my kids. And I shared with my small group that week that last year, my husband and I came pretty close to having to face that fear when one of our kids almost drowned. And the next day, I had some alone time, and I was praying to God, and I was praising Him and thanking Him, and I was overwhelmed, and I was weeping because He had saved my child. And I said, God, You are so good. And He said to me, Melissa, I would be good today even if you had lost your child. And He spoke to me again that way in this study and reminded me, you know, and Beth said to us, the number one command in the Bible is do not be afraid. Forgive me for a moment for doing your job, but I was just reminded of Scripture. And Romans 8:38 and 39 says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And, you know, you prayed about peace. In Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I love it, love it. That is my go-to scripture when I'm anxious, when I'm afraid, because it doesn't say when God answers your prayers, the peace will come upon you. It doesn't say when everything works out the way you want it to, that the peace will come upon you. It says that when you petition God, when you bring your request to God, He will cover you in His peace. And that's so powerful. He has a plan for every single one of us, and He has plans for our children. He knows them. We don't need to. We want to sometimes, but I don't think we'd get it even if we knew it. And I've had to just understand that. And He reminded me of that through this study and through the scripture that we looked at and the way that He brought His people, you know, in this turnaround, in this turn of this change of destiny. And through our faith in Him and by the grace that He has extended to us, we are His children. You know, and I know for me, if my indication of my passion and my love for my children it has any tiny bit of reflection for His love for us, then I can trust that and I can know that He wants me to fear not. And so I would definitely, you know, back to the study, I would highly, highly encourage any woman to take a Beth Moore study. You know, and in the meantime, pick this up and hit your knees in prayer and hear the Lord say, do not be afraid.
Thank you so much. I'd like to just kind of end this time by praying for the ladies who have been a part of the study. Thank you so much. We're going to have a chance to thank you again. But let's just pray that their words and the ladies who participated in the study, that there would be a wonderful deepening change of how we approach life's stress and the fear that we have. So let's just pray for that. Father God, our world is filled with things that would cause us to fear. It's filled with stress, and it's filled with worry, and it's filled with so many things, like both ladies have talked about. Parenting and the health and safety of our children, just to name a few. God, this world is filled with such turmoil. And I pray that we would become people that would embrace You above and beyond all of that. And the scriptures that have been shared today and the power of the testimony from both of these ladies would challenge each of us to walk in such confidence and peace today in You, trusting You that You're taking care of the situation in a way that we could not even comprehend if You even tried to explain it to us. So, God, I pray today that for the ladies who participated in this study, that You would just forever change them and challenge them to walk without that fear and to walk in peace. And that we would walk with the banner of do not fear written across our eyes, and that we would live for You with reckless abandon, no matter what happens. No matter what happens. I'm so challenged by the revelation and the words that You gave Melissa that day, that You would have been faithful, You would have been good, You would have been loving, no matter what. It's so hard to swallow sometimes, yet it is so very true. And I pray, God, that we would just receive those words today. Receive that revelation today, and that it would help challenge and change us by the power of Your Spirit, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you thank these ladies for sharing today? I know they were both afraid to do so, but you did a wonderful job.